Okay, let's do this.
I don't like when you do that.
I don't like
when you shake your head like that. I don't want to do that on.
I know, but I'm.
That scares me. That conversation. When you do that, you're fed up.
I'm fed up.
Yeah. And I don't like when you're
That's
fed
exactly
up.
What it
you're
is.
Fed up.
I'm fed up.
Yeah, you're fed up. You're fed up. Whenever we start a conversation and you shake your head, you are fed up, OC. Now, we've been talking for 10 minutes before the podcast has come on. Are we actually recording, Simon? Simon has fog in his glasses. He knows you're so fed up.
Yeah.
Can you tell the people why you are tired? First of all, I want to welcome everybody to the Jason and OC podcast. Mm-hmm, Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. We love you all.
Yep.
We love all the comments. We love everything about our people, don't we?
Yes, we do.
We look forward to this. This is on the top of our mountain, isn't it?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
100%.
So, yes. Let's jump right into it. What is making you feel this emotion that you're showing? I wish people could see your face. Mm-hmm. I know you very well.
Yeah.
And when you're fed up, you have a fed up look.
Yeah.
What are you fed up about? Let's have this discussion on the Jason and OC podcast.
So, in the PSG versus, I forget, it's a Turkish team that were playing, right? There was some incident of alleged racism, and the players walked off the field.
Okay.
PSG players walked off the field. Walked off the field. So apparently what happened was there was some sort of altercation, and the referee, the fourth official, when they were asking who he's going to throw out of the game, he said Negru, which in Romanian means the black player.
Okay.
And some players heard this and they became upset. You know, they walked off the pitch. And so there was a whole big hoopla about, you know, racism and, you know, how horrible this is. And it was pretty bad. But my question is that racism? I think Michael Richards, the guy, came out and what he was trying to explain was, okay, there's a group of white people, there's a black player, and the referee says the black player to point out
who he was kicking out
the game. Some other players heard this, and all of a sudden it became a big deal, right? Is that racism?
If you're asking me directly, I don't think so. Especially because of our previous conversation and previous guests and talking about racism, I don't think it is.
And I saw people attacking Michael Richards. Maybe he didn't eloquate the way – he didn't eloquate it properly.
Yeah.
You understand? But they're calling him a coon. He's this. He's all kinds of nuts for just simply pointing out that simple fact. Right?
And they called him a coon because he said
because
what?
He said that
it wasn't racist.
He needs more information. Maybe the referee was just pointing out the fact that this guy was a black guy amongst white people.
They're calling him out because he's actually saying he needs to obtain more information.
Imagine that.
Wow.
Now, this is why you saw the fed up look on my face, because I am sick and I am tired of that behavior. We don't think anymore. We don't reason. Everybody just lumps everything. Whoa, my God. They're so eager to be angry.
Tribalism.
That they can't even listen. What this guy said is 100% correct. 100% correct. Like, there's no equivocation about what he said. He was 100% correct. If somebody came in right now, and it's me, it's Chris, it's Will, and Simon, and somebody wanted to describe, oh, go get OC. Which one's OC? OC's the black guy. There's three white guys, one black guy. How else are you going to? Oh, OC, he's the big one. Well, Chris is kind of big.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, he's the one with low hair. Like, come on. Yeah, he's the black. Why is this now? Do you really know what racism is? Racism is what prevents people from progress. Racism is what's pushing people down. It's not, and here's the problem that I have, Jason, is because once you put so much focus and so much attention on something so insignificant,
how do you get to the bigger issues? You've wasted all of your energy fighting small, insignificant battles. Now, I'm not saying I'm not talking about this issue.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't there.
Yes.
I will say this, a couple of points. Let's understand the human mind. The human mind is always looking for shortcuts.
Yep.
It gives us the ability to survive.
Yep.
If we thought about everything in intricate detail, we wouldn't be able to walk or tie our shoestrings, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do I walk forward? You know, it's you figure out things on the fly. So if I'm looking at a room and I'm trying to be quick and I'm trying to describe something, I'm looking for shortcuts. If I'm in the middle of Nigeria,
yep,
and there's a board meeting and there's one white guy, I'm saying it's the white guy.
It's the white guy.
Don't waste your time. Short, tall, medium, this, that, green sneakers. Mm-hmm. Don't got time for it.
Yep.
It's the white dude, and he's cool. And his name is George,
yep,
just because I like the name George.
I do like the name
George.
Yeah,
I'm just throwing it out there,
yeah,
you know? So, that being said, you said something else that's very true, and it's happening on both sides of the aisle. And after our conversation with Nicholas and you and him having some really thoughtful conversations, and I was able to just sit back and listen to some of the points you made, I understand the tribalism.
Yep.
Right? We're all in these different tribes. And when we complain, and I complain on people in other tribes that are not necessarily my tribe saying U.S. politics, I say, how do these people think like this? Mm. How do these people continue to make excuses for each other and whatever? That's just what happened.
Yep.
That's what happened when somebody calls someone out for actually saying that they need to take the time to digest the information. We always complain when we are not the recipients of that time.
Mm.
But yet we reprimand when we're on the other side.
Yes.
And we're like, no, you need to make this decision.
Mm-hmm.
You need to see it our way because we're in this tribe.
Yep.
Once again, to our previous conversation, if you don't bring people in and make it inclusive and have conversations, you just stick to the narrative of your tribe.
Yep.
There's no progress with that. And I see the frustration.
It's sickening. And Jason, I have to, speaking of that, I have to bring this up. And I'm going to bring it up in a way you and I understand. And you're going to know clearly what I'm talking about here. And everybody else is going to get it. So, you want to know what racism is? Yeah? We had a friend of ours who went to Nigeria recently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yes, we did.
Coronavirus in Nigeria is low.
Very low.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's trying to figure it out. Oh, it's the climate.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
You know, it's, you know, maybe they have so many other viruses.
Yeah, they're not keeping the records correctly.
They're not keeping the records correctly and all that stuff, right? Here's what the friend told me. Before he can get on a flight into Nigeria, he has to take a coronavirus test.
Before
he gets on the flight to go in.
Damn.
Right?
Yep.
It has to be negative,
yes,
before he can even get into the country.
Yes.
Gets into the country, socially distanced everywhere, mm-hmm, in the airport.
Mask
and mask everywhere. Before you leave the country, you have to take a test, and you have to be negative before you can even leave the country.
To another country. So you don't expose anywhere else in the world. It's not coming from Nigeria, is basically what they want to say.
This is what they're doing in Nigeria, Jason. They're not doing that here. They're not doing that in other developed countries. Nobody's saying nothing about that, right? Because the Nigerians don't have the intelligence. The Nigerians don't have the smarts to be able to figure this out, right? But guess what? Oh, this man, he said the black guy, oh, that's not, what is that? What is that?
Yeah. That's the fight you want to have?
What is that? Nobody's talking about what these countries are doing in Africa. Nobody's saying anything about that. Hush, hush, quiet.
But you
want to blow this nonsense up. Stupidity, J-Bell, and I'm sick of it.
Oh, I just, you know, and I love the fact that you and I have been exposed to so many different cultures, so many different people, and we truly love to understand different points of view and have these open conversations. I understand why people waste their time worried about small things.
Yep.
Because it takes no thought. It takes no thought. you know, it's like an experience. Imagine if someone was to say, there's a train. You get on this train and it just, you don't have to think. You get on, you look out the window, you see things. But one train flies right through, right? And this isn't a time factor. Imagine you take time out of the equation. You don't have to be somewhere on time. But pure just, this is the way you think. You can get on this train. You can fly by all these cities, see everything out of the window. Don't talk to the people, whatever, but you see it. You think you know. Mm. Or you can take another route. It takes some thought. You got to see the connections. You got to this. But you got to get off the train. You got to talk to the people. You still get to where you have to go, but the experience is different.
Yep.
You have to engage. People don't engage.
They don't want to, huh?
No, they don't, OC. They don't. As an individual, all we can do, and everyone listening, is we can make sure we are having these conversations, engaging, understanding different perspectives, trying to understand what tribe we fit in, because yep. we're all in a tribe, and challenge the norms of our tribe.
Mm.
You know, if we're in a tribe of a way of thinking, listen, you can't say nothing bad about the NFL.
Mm.
Unless, if you haven't been in the NFL, don't work there, haven't played, or on a diehard fan, don't you say nothing bad about the NFL to me.
Yep.
I will.
You will attack.
I will
yes.
defend.
Yes.
Because that is me.
Yep.
I'm in that tribe.
Mm-hmm.
And there's sometimes I go, Jay Bell, this is true.
Yeah.
This is true. You know, I have to check myself.
Yep.
I understand that about yourself. It's okay. But don't jump on this narrative because it's easy and you're on the fast train and you don't have to think.
Yep.
Think for yourself. Actually, you have a brilliant brain, all of us. Think for yourself. You might not have the answer, but think.
Think.
Go through the mental gymnastics. This lack of awareness is really impacting us as a society. We got to continue to have these conversations.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I guess we can talk about football now.
I mean, not us. This is what happened. But, you know, I think we're expected to have this conversation
for
because
sure.
This is real. This is relevant.
Yeah.
I want to say something to you. I want to see if you know this and understand this. It's something that was relating to other things we spoke about, but it's called preference falsification.
Mm.
Okay? Now, I'm going to give you the definition,
which
you probably already understand. The act of communicating a preference that differs from one's true preference.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And it's everywhere.
Yeah, everybody does it.
It's everywhere.
Everybody does it.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
It's in the NFL. You know when it's in the NFL?
Yeah, tell me.
It's in the NFL when you got to sit your quarterback down.
Yep.
Or you got to fire a head coach.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, you had to lie to yourself and say you weren't going to do it.
You weren't going to do it. You weren't going to do it.
You weren't going to do it. No way. No. Not happening. Mm. No chance.
Next thing you know, you
got
it.
Next thing you know. It all changes.
Golly.
Where
That's
we
crazy.
Are. I know. So, Ostradamus.
Yeah.
Strikes again.
Yeah.
Conversation on the Steelers.
Yeah.
You were not convinced.
Yeah.
Now, every team has its flaws,
mm-hmm.
and we've pointed them out, but you were not convinced.
Yeah.
You were proven right.
Yeah.
Were you not convinced because you just know how hard it is to go undefeated? Let's just be honest.
No.
No?
No. No. That wasn't my thought process in that at all.
Okay.
And I got to be honest with you. I don't know what's been going on this year, but I've been on fire. Yeah.
You have.
It's been uncanny in a way.
Do you think you don't have preference falsification? Because you are just saying what you think
what
before
I think.
It's cool to say.
Yes, I am. And the thing that is striking me as odd is it's I know these things are going to happen, but it's like I say something this week, and then within a week or two, it's happened. And it usually doesn't work like that. No. It usually takes
some time.
It usually
you need
takes
at least
some time.
3-4 months.
Maybe 6. Yeah. Usually that's how it happens.
You're right.
But, you know, all it is is this, Jason. I'm seeing things, right? Mm-hmm. And it's all it is I've been watching football for so long, and I've been in the game for so long that if you give me like a lot of evidence, which is 8-9 games, mm-hmm. right?
True. Yeah.
If you give me that much evidence and I'm literally watching, I can tell you with almost a 90% certainty what's going to happen simply because of all the information that I'm processing in my brains. I can't tell you specifically what it is, right? But, you know, they say that when people have, like, premonitions or, you know, instincts, it's really not, it's not like, oh, you can see into the future. All it is you've observed so many things and your brain is unconsciously computing all these things.
All that data.
And it's telling you this is going to happen just because your brain is the biggest computer that there is. There's no computer they can make, literally, that can function the way your brain functions. It's not even possible. So it's all that is just looking at all that information. Mm. And for some odd reason, like, I'm able to compute it, and I'm not saying other people can't compute
right.
it. Because they can,
maybe,
and they
just
do.
Won't say it.
They just won't say it, Jason.
Yeah. They just won't say it.
They just won't say it. But me, I will. Yes, I 100% will. Oh, I'm looking at the Pittsburgh Steelers. I see them. I'm like, okay, defensively, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
Offensively, I'm like, they just don't have enough oomph to really, you know, they don't have enough oomph to really, they don't have the big star player who can, when all the chips are down, mm-hmm. this guy is going to come through for you. They don't have that player. Mm. And for me, like, I've always seen, you know, over time, I'm like, there's always, on every team, there's always a guy. There's always a guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's a guy or a unit.
That is just flat out, you know, can get the job done in crunch time.
Yeah.
And I didn't see that for the Steelers. Now, I didn't know how to express that. All I knew was something didn't smell right with this football team.
Yeah.
Something didn't smell right. Something was off.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what it was, but I knew that from all my information, this team was going to fall flat.
Yeah.
And they did.
The other outside linebacker, Bud Dupree, gets hurt.
Yes.
And he was having an outstanding year.
Great player.
T.J. Watt is number two in my mind, defensive player of the year behind Aaron Donald. They're fighting back and neck and neck. But that really impacted them.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. I got a question because I'm seeing how things are shaking out. We have an old school mentality of football.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems that the narratives of what football is, the basics, when it comes down to the fourth quarter of the season and the playoffs, you have to have those things, right?
Yep.
To win.
Mm-hmm.
You can win games without them. You can't win championships, and I don't think you could be the Final Four without them.
Yep.
That being said, I have a question. I really want to know what you think about this. What do you have to be successful in the Final Four and win a Super Bowl? Do you have to be able to run the ball?
You know what you have to have, Jason? It's just one word.
Okay.
Grit.
I agree.
That's it. There's no – it's not, oh, you got to be able to pass, you got to be able to run, you got to be able to play deep. You have to be gritty, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to have a backbone about yourself. You have to.
Whatever that identity
Whatever that identity
is.
Because there's teams who will do it without being able to run the ball.
Yes.
There's teams who will do it without having an outstanding defense.
Yeah.
There's teams who can do it without throwing for 300-400.
Right.
It's grit.
Agreed.
Is the only word that I can use to describe what is necessary. Like, you, when all the chips are down as a team.
Yes.
You're just going to find a way to get that thing done. And you have to go through adversity.
To develop it?
To develop it. You have to. We don't know what we are, even as people.
True. I'm with you 100% on this whole thing.
I watched this movie, and I think I told you about this movie. And it was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. The funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. The movie's called Force Majeure.
Okay.
It's Danish, one of those Nordic.
But that's a legal
countries.
Term.
Force majeure.
Yeah. Right?
But
gotta look that up.
So the guy was at a resort, a ski resort, uh-huh. with his wife and his two kids. And he's sitting outside, and all of a sudden an avalanche comes.
Oh, you talked right. to me about this. Yes, 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 yes. Bring this up.
The guy.
I got to figure out this term, but I know it.
The guy gets up as the avalanche is coming, and he takes off running. And he leaves his wife and his two kids there to presumably die. Now, they don't.
That man went to save himself.
He went to save himself, right? They don't. Nothing happens to them, right? Mm-hmm. But now they're looking at him like,
who are you?
You ran away and left us here to die. Now, the thing is, most human beings, most men, will tell you that in that situation, they're going to protect their wife and kids. Mm-hmm. They're going to.
Yeah.
But until.
You're in that situation.
You don't know what you're going to do. So as a man, as a person, you don't know how you're going to react.
No.
Until you've been through that kind of adversity.
You think you do.
You think you do, you but you don't know.
You don't.
And which is what I found so funny. So going back to football, like, you have to go through that adversity.
I agree.
You understand what I mean? You
I
have
totally
to.
Agree.
And then you know. You're like, oh, boom.
I know.
This is how I react. So that's what I think, man. Grit. And you only know when you go through adversity, Jay.
Oh, I love this. Because I, first of all, I believe, not only I believe this and I've read this.
Mm.
When do you... When is it identified what mm-hmm. you are and who these people are?
Yep.
Either players or coaches. When does this identity become – when do you see it? When yeah. is it clear?
Happens through the season.
Because it's always year to year.
Year
you
to
can't
year.
Come into the year with
no,
it.
No, 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 no. No, not at all. Because every year, especially in the NFL, is a different group of players.
Yeah,
different
I
group
agree.
Of players. So for us it was, oh, man, we're down – lost our first two games. Washington's on the goal line. If they score with that, we're 0-3. Literally on the goal line, the 1 yard line,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And we prevent them from scoring,
uh-huh.
right?
Yep.
Last seconds of the game, four downs, they couldn't get in. Do you know what that? Do you know what that does to you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It changes you.
It changes.
Yes.
And so you're like, man, we'll go to war. So these are the type of things. Last year with Kansas City, they're down, what, 24 points in the
yep.
playoffs?
Yep, yep.
You know what I mean? You got to – once you overcome that, you're like, you know what? We can pretty much do anything.
Man, you are speaking the truth to existence. And Damn. This is what I'm seeing right now. I'm glad you said that. You said something key on defense, a goal line stand, turnovers. And I remember this. I felt this in college and didn't really feel it until I got into the league, especially in New York, again, when I had an offense that could do some things. I remember we had a quarterback, Cade McNown, up for the Heisman. We were unbelievable. We almost went to national championship, lost to Miami in a makeup game, and that's when they had Edgerrin James and nobody knew. Do you know they had Edgerrin James – Santana Moss and Reggie Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
That's who we had to play against.
That's tough.
Yeah.
You got to get up early in the morning
Ooh,
to beat them.
In that Miami Heat? Yeah,
no
we weren't ready.
No chance.
We weren't ready. We
Edge had them goatee then, too.
Oh, man.
Just scaring y'all UCLA boys.
First time I seen dudes with gold teeth in their mouth. I remember a guy talking crazy to me, and I looked at him. I said, I don't understand anything you just said. So it doesn't even matter.
Florida
gold
boys.
Gold teeth everywhere.
Dreads and goatee.
These boys are different.
You lost that game before you even played.
Oh, California boys coming out here.
Man.
Nah, man. I have no clue what I'm talking about. That being – oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I remember that year
Yep.
on defense. We were okay, but teams – we played a lot because our offense scored so fast.
Yep.
But we had that grit that, man, if we just stop them now, we'll score.
Yep.
We've been playing bad all game. Mm. If we just stop them now. Grit is real. You look at Kansas City, and I look at something. Right now, we always talk about the turnover differential, you know, takeaways, giveaways, all that. Man, when I watch them play, you got Chris Jones, right? He's going to make a play.
Mm.
You got Tyrann Mathieu. He's going to make a play.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these dudes are like, we just got to make a play.
Yeah.
Because they understand they have that grit, and they understand they believe in that offense.
Yep.
You know, even though sometimes they're not blowing people out, but, man, it's like they can turn that thing on.
Yep.
And I see it.
You see it.
I see it.
And that's the difference.
That is what I see. And
let me ask you this then.
Yes.
Right? You see that in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Be honest. Mm-hmm. Think about it. Do you see that in Pittsburgh?
No. The Bud Dupree got hurt. It's mm-hmm. all, you know, players are important. Mm-hmm. And because for me, I thought, man, they're so dominant on defense, mm-hmm. but they cover everything. They got every level is a good player, mm-hmm. you know, on mm-hmm. every, you know, D-line, linebackers, secondary, mm-hmm. you know, and they have to be elite. They got to make it happen.
Yep.
And if you are that kind of defense and you lose a guy, it really impacts you because mm-hmm. people can attack that. It's different than offense and you lose a guy and you can scheme around that and stuff like that. You know where the ball's going on. Mm-hmm. Defense is so reactionary. You lose a guy like that, maybe you lose confidence.
But even when he was playing, mm-hmm. I still didn't see that. Okay, let's take this back to the beginning of Ostradamus.
Okay.
To the very, very beginning, right?
Okay.
We were at the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Carolina versus Denver.
Yeah, you hadn't picked your game yet.
Right.
We're walking into the stadium. OC has not picked the team he's going with all week. He said he will pick it when he gets to the stadium. I hate you for that.
But in my head, you know, everybody had picked Carolina. Everybody said Carolina. This was Cam Newton's super camp. Everybody had picked Carolina. But what I went back to was 2 weeks before, right? And I saw Denver against the New England Patriots. And I saw Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware try to decapitate Tom Brady. I'm not exaggerating. I saw them try to decapitate.
Oh,
nobody
my
talk.
Gosh.
Everybody talk. When
oh,
they talk about the Patriots, they like, oh, do what the Giants did.
Right.
These guys tried to kill him.
You were like,
I was watching the game.
Man, fighting for his life.
I said, oh my God, they're going to kill this guy today. Right? So we got to that game,
crazy.
Carolina versus Denver. And everybody was talking about Carolina. But what was bothering me was I was like, who's going to block those two guys? Somebody has to account for them.
You got it. Yes.
You know what I mean? And I didn't think Carolina had that in them to deal with DeMarcus Ware and Von Miller.
Yep.
And what happened that day?
That's exactly what happened.
They demolished
Cam
Newton.
They won the game.
That's all it is, Jay. It's that thing, man. And if you can pay attention to it and not be, you know, reticent to call it out, mm-hmm. bro, you're going to be – because Jason,
I love this.
There's so many people who know the exact same things I know. They see it.
I love this.
They know the exact same things I know, Jason. Ain't nothing special about what I'm doing.
Can I tell you something?
Yes, sir.
And you might have just framed a lot of my thinking.
Mm-hmm.
This is early on, fourth quarter. This is when we like lock in to football.
Yep.
Like we seeing how all this is playing out. We can see the matchups. When I think about grit,
mm-hmm.
when I think about a team that will believe in players at different positions
mm-hmm.
and who and what they are, in the NFC,
mm-hmm.
one team,
yep,
the Green Bay Packers.
Yep.
When I put that input
mm-hmm.
into my equation,
mm-hmm.
this defense that can get takeaways,
yep.
they can get after the passer, they're not great at stopping a run,
mm-hmm.
but they're opportunistic. And you're in a tight one in the playoffs, and it's happening, and you're like, I just got to get the ball back to A-Rod.
Yep.
I got to get the ball back. Let him get it to Devontae Adams. Let him do his thing. Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes are back and forth for MVP.
Yep. 1A and 1B.
Right there.
Yep.
I believe if I'm in that locker room, mm-hmm. in that man.
Yep.
In that team, in that coaching staff.
Mm. I like it.
You know, when I think about grit, and for a person who's been on two Super Bowl runs, who has seen his team shift, I got to roll with that. That's interesting to me. Let's see what grit happens.
Yeah.
Let's see how it happens.
Man, that's a big ass cup of coffee, Jay.
Because
that's
you know what? So yeah, I almost bought you one. I almost bought you this big coffee. But
because you know I was probably going to need it.
Yeah, I was probably going to need it. Okay. And the only reason I didn't is because
man, your hands are valuable right now. Yeah. You're sanitizing everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, you just, it's just hard. You know, carrying things isn't what it used to be.
Yeah, I feel you.
It's tough, man.
Yeah, I'm with you, bro.
I mean, you know, but I drank the whole thing.
Yeah,
so,
you did a good job.
You know, it's happening. All right, OC, it's that time.
This had to have been, honestly, one of the favorite podcasts we've ever done.
Really?
I loved it.
Why?
Because of just the conversation we had from the beginning to the end. I absolutely loved it.
I love every
yeah
podcast, except when I was early Strictly and I had nothing. I was giving you nothing.
Yeah, you gave me
I nothing. Was so tired,
you,
bro.
You gave me nothing.
I was a shell of myself.
Our people didn't notice.
Oh, so, they did. I just told on myself. Yeah. I was a shell of myself.
Now they're going to go back and listen.
Listen and be like, this dude, yeah, what is he mumbling yeah about? I'd have been just like when I first went to Florida and played against some boys. They, yeah, they're like, I don't know what he's saying.
Yeah. Our people like to go back and watch this.
Hey, shout out to all the... Yes. Yes. Yes.
You went back and watched that? That is unbelievable.
So I went and did some recon. And then show 17A, I saw OC.
I can't, Jay.
Hey, man, you can't get nothing over on
nothing,
people.
Nothing.
If people see something and yeah it's out there to be collected,
yeah,
they will find
they'll
it.
They'll find it.
They will.
Please read the, S before we get ourselves in big trouble here.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, gosh. Oh, man. Shout out to all the new podcast listeners, too. Go back, check out.
They went
the
back and they... There was a little tension.
I saw OC and he didn't seem...
Really?
What happened?
You're right.
Yeah. But you don't know the story.
Okay.
Shout out to Dan.
Yep. Shout out to him.
Man, I bet Dan is listening right now.
Yes, he is.
If Dan is listening right now, yeah, I want to tell you something, Dan. Mm-hmm. You're the man, Dan.
Yes, you are.
You're the man. We love you, man.
We love
you. You are a guy. All right. Hashtag ask OC. OC Damas.
Yeah.
Hashtag ask J Bell. Mm-hmm. Love this question from Mo Stewart at the Mighty Mojo.
Mighty Mojo.
I like these names, Mighty Mojo.
Some of them are really, really good.
I'm going to start using some of these names as passwords for some of my accounts online.
Okay.
So, don't be on my online accounts trying your name, because yeah, it might work.
Yeah.
Because there's just no way, like, when I put them in, they're like, Mojo, this is super safe.
Yes. Yeah, so
like,
you capitalize the
Yeah,
team,
like, the Mighty
the
Mo.
Mighty, and then
Joe,
the I, you do it like a one, and you're good to go.
You, who's going to get that?
Nobody.
You have to be a real, true, professional yeah criminal to
yeah
get that.
Yeah.
And that's who most of these people trying to block these yeah things, getting these things are.
Yeah.
Anyways, at the Mighty Mojo.
Mm-hmm. Hey, it's, his password is DMIT.
What if you can, hey, somebody needs... Somebody needs to come up with this. Somebody needs to come up with passwords and accents.
And accents. Which accent is
yeah
this password?
This is the password. And what? And then that's real security. That's yeah real security.
It would be.
Our buddy Andy,
mm-hmm,
he has a company that does that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Andy, our guy.
Mm-hmm.
He might be listening, or his wife Karen might be listening.
Yep.
Man, y'all need to put this in on, you know.
Shout out to both of them.
Shout out to him, man. Anyways, okay. It's the start of the playoffs, and you get to pick one of the 2018 draft quarterbacks
mm-hmm
to lead your team.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to lead your team.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is the three. Now, which one are you picking? Josh Allen,
mm-hmm,
Baker Money Mayfield,
mm-hmm,
Lamar Jackson.
Right now?
Right now. This one is in the playoffs. They get to lead your team to the promised land.
Josh Allen.
Ooh, because
mm-hmm he has shown tremendous growth. I mean, tremendous growth.
Yep.
In passing, touch, accuracy, the ability to read the defense, and he always has that athleticism.
Yes.
So Baker, I think, is playing really well.
Yeah.
As of late, Lamar took a dive a little bit from last year. So right now, if I'm picking, I'm going Josh Allen.
So I agree with you, and the reason I agree is, remember he started off as an MVP candidate.
Yep.
Fell off, but he's bounced back.
Yeah.
And that's what you want to see with a young quarterback.
It's grit.
Yes, it's grit. And I love Brian Daboll, his coordinator. I like what they're doing for him. Mm-hmm. And that's the other thing about Lamar Hee-Hee Jackson, mm-hmm. is that it's not good if you say hee-hee like this. You got to say hee-hee.
Yeah,
sorry.
You got to. Yeah.
Lamar.
Because they don't understand.
Yeah.
Hee-hee is like maybe you're laughing at him.
Yeah.
But hee-hee.
Lamar,
hee-hee. They know where
it
comes
sorry,
from.
Sorry, I messed that up. Sorry. Is I don't like the creativity and the play calling.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
predictable.
That's the problem. It's not against him. Mm-hmm. It's that. But I'm with you. But all three are playing.
Jason, that's racism. What you just said. You're being racist.
Not again. Not. Wait, yeah.
Like what? I literally just gave you facts. What are you talking about? I gave you facts.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Incredible.
We could be called out for anything over here. Two Giants questions from John Jay. John Jay sounds like an R&B singer from the 80s or 90s. John Jay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Would the Giants be the worst team to ever make the playoffs?
Yes. Would they be the worst team?
Yeah.
That's a ridiculous question.
No,
if you've watched the Giants over these past month, you realize this is a solid football team.
Yeah.
Play great defense. Offensively, they're effective.
Yeah.
I mean, no, they wouldn't be the worst. There's been several teams that I could think of that were worse. As a matter of fact, I was on a Giants team.
We made it at 8-8.
8-8. Yeah. And we were definitely.
Yeah. We went on a 6-game winning streak.
Yeah, I wouldn't say we were worse.
Yeah, we were good.
This team.
Yeah, no, we were good.
Good.
We were good.
Forget that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, hey, listen.
They wouldn't be.
You get hot and you're led by your defense, you got a chance. Sorry to ask.
Yep.
This one is from another guy with another name that I will not mention.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to show it to you.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah.
But the question is, how far can the Giants go with this D?
Yes. I think with the way Leonard Williams, the defensive tackle, is playing, and then their secondary is playing, they got a really good linebacker, Blake Martinez. I think they can make some noise, you know. I think they can make some noise.
Yeah.
I'm not fully – I still feel like they're like a year away from being like a really good football team for a number of years.
Yeah.
I still feel like that. But I think this year, you better be careful – when you play against this football team, you better be very, very careful, because they can, as they just showed, they can beat anybody in football right now.
Imagine you get Saquon back. He's healthy. Yeah. You have an efficient offense with that defense.
Mm.
One thing this is showing is that more special teams coaches
should
be hired as head coaches.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
This man has got them playing hard.
Yeah.
We're going
out. Another Ostradamus moment, in case you don't know, because right before they started this win streak, I was like, I put out a tweet.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I like the way this team is playing. They have found their good head coach.
Yeah.
This team is the team to watch in the future. Boom, they reel off four straight wins. Ostradamus strikes
again. And he's not saying that because his name is in the stadium forever.
No,
he really believes that.
I do believe that.
Shout out to the man whose name is in the stadium.
Yeah.
That being said, Chris Baker.
Okay.
I love the podcast, but I have huge issues with OC.
Mm.
Really?
Good.
OC, you have ruined the name Craig for me.
Craig.
I can't speak to anyone I know called Craig without saying it in an OC voice. Craig.
You can hear the mocking in my voice when I say that, man. But you see, the thing is, it's not directed at all Craigs.
No.
It's just that one particular Craig that I have issue with.
Oh, man. Shout out to Chris Baker. We are out till next week. Uprise all day, all night. And hey, listen.
What's wrong with the world, man?
Do your thing.
Stay when it all falls down. Stuck to a basic program. Feels like no way out. I'm sorry you fell a victim. Don't blame it on the system. Heartbroken, trying to hit.